The Gospel for today is from John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 27 to 31. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away, and I'm coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us be on our way. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In this final instruction of Jesus, before Jesus left to go down to the Garden of Gethsemane, to that time of agony that we reflected on so recently before Easter, Jesus was talking about a peace that the world cannot give. Now, we all know that peace is a lovely thing. Especially we love beautiful sunset evening, while on holiday perhaps, down by the sea or up in the hills, maybe with compatible friends. This is such a joy. But it's not actually what Jesus was talking about. It's peace that our planet gives us, a good company gives us. Then peace, there is the peace that is won through violence. And that has very little to do with the peace that Jesus Christ offers. The violence merely continues in a cycle, in some other form, or rises up again at a later date. So we have to rule out controlled violence. But peace also can be a tricky thing. It's so easy to give in just to get rid of the annoying factor. Or it becomes easier to submit to something in the interests of harmony. But this isn't actually what Jesus is talking about either. Such stances can leave the way open to lack of building negotiation skills, or lack of challenge in the face of injustice or negativity, or in the worst case scenario, such submission or giving in can allow the authority or stronger party to develop a misuse of authority, even to the extent of bullying. So such peace is not what Jesus was talking about, because as we know, there can be no peace without justice. Back when this passage was written in the Gospel of John, approximately the year 100 AD or CE, some people put it as early as 95 or 94 AD. Others put it later to 110. But at that distance, it doesn't matter all that much, except that we know that the early followers of Jesus had been through a tumultuous period in between the death of Jesus and the time this gospel was written. So we can be sure that these words are not exactly the verbatim report on Jesus' talk about peace just before he went off at the beginning of his passion. But rather, it is something that, a teaching, that Jesus' peacemaking mission and peacemaking work and his prayer for peace and his teaching about peace was strongly remembered as the community of his followers experienced suffering and faced great difficulties internally and externally, that this message of peace that Jesus presented became strong in their thinking. They came to understand a peace that's richer than the glorious sunset or the passive submission, a peace that's more valuable than any calm brought about by violence. This is a precious peace, a peace that Jesus bestowed on his apostles when he came to them just after the resurrection, the peace that Jesus, at least in Luke's gospel, always seemed often to accompany a healing, a miracle. Your faith has saved you. Go now in peace. Become something of a refrain. This peace of Jesus must be an important aspect of the work of followers of Jesus, an important aspect of the mission of the church. And this sound peace speaks loudly today when we realize the futility of self-destructive and nature of hatred and vengeance that's prevalent in much of our society. We see the lack of peace that the drive for material riches and superiority results in. This peace of Jesus speaks strongly to those who are using non-violent resistance methods in the face of evil or suffering. This genuine peace that Jesus talks about has to be worked for, pondered, shared with others, at cost often to ourselves. Recently, I was quite proud and delighted with our local bishops. A protracted strike had been going on in our city, been going on and on and on, neither party listening to the other. And then the bishops of Auckland, the Anglican bishops and the Catholic bishops, jointly wrote a public letter to both parties, asking them to consider the wider ramifications of their protracted strike and offering them mediation and counseling if that would help. This was a good example of the official church leaders following Jesus' peacemaking mission. Quite important, really. Now, for a task for today, just say there was a scale available that indicated the measure of our following this peacemaking mission of Jesus. Where would you rate yourself on a scale, say, of 1 to 10, or possibly 1 to 20? It's worth thinking about. And it's just 50 years ago now since John the 23rd canonized Martin de Porres, a wonderful Dominican saint, known for his peacemaking, known for his miracles, known for the blessing he was in his time and in his community. Have a good day, full of peace and blessings.